This is Bill Hutchins. As an architect and poet, I've been exploring dwelling, the dialogue between our physical home and our spiritual home, our inner dwelling where we meet spirit. The first book I wrote on this work, A Poetic Exploration of Home, presents the logos behind this vision and ways to engage in this dialogue through how we create and live in our material home, and contemplative practices opening into our inner home. The catalytic poem for this work is a brief poem by Rumi. It goes like this. There is a light grain seed inside. You fill it with yourself or it dies. I'm caught in this curling energy, your hair. Whoever is calm and sensible is insane. Dwelling offers ways to fill our light grain seed. Throughout book one of this book, there are three books or chapters, I engage in dialogue with profound spiritually centered poets exploring our inner home. Here is part of my responses. We are born with and always carry within us a light grain seed holding the mysteries, logos, of the cosmos. Our seed is our home. Our house is our home chalice. We are given freedom to choose to live through sprouting our seed, to fill it with ourself. Dwelling is a way to say yes. We can consider our life as a journey to find home. Home lies in spiritual realms, yet paradoxically, here we are, living in this material plane, in our world's illusion. Everything is a mental construct other than our bodies, the earth, and the stars. We are incarnate beings. With each step, we're looking for and wanting to know our connection with where we're from. We came from our home, and in the end, we'll return home. For now, wanting union with our source, we can create thresholds into spirit, where we find our home. And lastly, the things we live with can be doors into spiritual realms. Consider a single candle in a dark room. It gives itself to create light and it illuminates our center. It resonates the vibration of deep peace. It glows silence, creating space to see beyond the material plane. Our house can be a candle amidst darkness. Other images that paint a picture of dwelling. One is a wave, particularly important to me having grown up body surfing. A wave is a union between some deep mysterious force rolling through the ocean, meeting the shore. To occupy that space, to be in the wave, is very enlivening. And a sailboat. We tend to live in our buildings as being in a power boat where we unconsciously flip on switches and have no relationship to the world around us, where a sailboat is a vessel to put us in intimate relationship with the world around us. We need to respond and see the wind and the currents, and we need to know our vessel, how it responds to these different elements. Both of these are images for how we can dwell in the world. Book two offers a series of explorations where I present a poetic image for readers to take in, to listen to, and to respond through creative meditative exercises. An example is working with the beloved Mary Oliver poem, wild geese, which has this line, "You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves." Just take that in for a moment. The soft animal of your body. What is that? And what does it love? Book two then presents ways to dwell, live in our home or house, to sail in our home, to ride the wave forming union between us and the land we inhabit. Book three offers essays that dig in deeper, somewhat prosaically, going from abstract. Consider how we fall in love. Love is the space we enter into. To actual ways to consciously create a vibrant, life-giving home. The first act of creating our home is to develop an ecological consciousness. Poetically exploring home offers many ways to do this work. And to close, I'll read a last bit of the last essay. We can only do what is possible and feasible given the spectrum of our whole life. Yet, if we have an ecological awareness and deep desire to honor all things, we will expand ecological consciousness. Consciousness precedes being. Our first essential work is always to expand consciousness. That deep river will slowly permeate our world, springing up in the making of all homes and in all of our hearts. Thank you for listening.